Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Inmate assaults detention officers with bodily fluids for the fifth time. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. On Monday afternoon, a 39-year-old inmate faced accusations of assaulting a detention officer for the fifth time during his incarceration, this time by hurling a concoction of feces and urine at the officer's face. Under Sheriff Quentin Reynolds detailed the incident occurred as the inmate handed over his food tray using a large cup to deliver the unsanitary mixture directly at the jailer. The substance made contact with the detention officer's eyes and mouth. Following the incident, the affected officer received medical attention at the hospital as per company policy and due to potential exposure to hazardous biological substances, according to Reynolds. Meanwhile, the 39-year-old inmate was transported to the hospital for a blood test to determine the presence of any communicable diseases. Reynolds said charges are pending for assault on a detention officer for the fifth time. Hageman says trans women in the Olympics would be despicable. Saying transgender women competing in the Women's Olympics would be despicable, Harriet Hageman is sponsoring legislation that would prohibit trans females from representing the U.S. in the Olympic Games. According to Cowboy State Daily, U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman believes the issue of transgender athletes participating in certain sports is larger than youth or even college level of competition. That's why she's co-sponsoring legislation that would prohibit transgender women from representing the United States in future Women's Olympic competitions. Hageman told Cowboy State Daily, allowing biological males to compete against females in women's sports is despicable and should be an issue on which both Democrats and Republicans can agree. Hageman is co-sponsoring the Protection of Women in Olympic and Amateur Sports Act with other Republican House members such as Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Paul Gosser of Arizona, Doug LaMalfa of California, and Greg Stube of Florida. It also has a companion bill in the Senate that U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis said she would support. Lummis said women athletes dedicate so much of their lives and engage in tremendous personal sacrifices to earn the opportunity to represent the United States in the Olympic Games. Intentionally sidelining women by forcing them to compete against biological males at any level is unfair, unsafe, and flat out wrong. If passed, the bill would prohibit any American governing body recognized by the U.S. Olympic Committee from allowing biological men to participate in any female athletic event. What makes this bill different from other state-level measures addressing similar transgender sports issues is that it could apply to professional athletes who aspire to compete in the Olympics, which is technically an amateur event. Nearly all of the transgender athletic legislation passed so far around the nation has pertained to college and lower levels of athletic competition. According to Fox News, the bill prohibits a person whose sex is male from participating in an amateur athletic competition that is designated for females, women, or girls. The bill also defines a male as an individual who has, had, will have, or would have, but for a developmental or genetic anomaly or historical accident, the reproductive system that at some point produces, transports, and utilizes sperm for fertilization. LGBTQ advocates have argued that transgendered women take hormones that bring them to a level playing field with women and that their gender identity should be respected. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.